This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. This was put together before President Trump's State of the Union address, and you are hearing it afterwards, so it was risky to try and predict what the president would say. But it was safe to assume that he would take the proverbial victory lap for the economic gains of the past year. With the stock market up and unemployment down, President Trump certainly had something to crow about. Many Farm Bureau members got a preview of what the president would say when he talked about the economic gains in his speech at our national convention in Nashville. From day one on the job, presidents have the power to start what they think will benefit our country or stop what they think does not. President Trump has had opportunities over the past year to shape the economic playing field and consumer confidence. He deserves credit for reviewing regulations. The tax reform package he supported was just signed into law about a month ago, but it is already having an impact as corporations and investors make decisions based on the policies now in place. To continue to improve our economy, the president and his team must do two things. First, continue working to reduce government regulations that are a barrier to farming and ranching as well as business growth. And second, grow foreign markets for the farm goods and other things we produce in the U.S. Many farmers and ranchers will be listening for messages from the president concerning these two critical issues. Also, while the broader economy is doing well, the farm economy is struggling. The slide in farm income has stabilized over the past year, but it remains about half of what it was 5 years ago. I don't know many people who could get by on half of their income. This has been a tough time for many farm families. The two issues I've already mentioned, cutting regulatory burdens and growing foreign markets, are key to turning the farm economy around. So is fixing our persistent ag labor challenges and maintaining strong farm policy, such as crop insurance and other tools to help farmers and ranchers manage risk. While the president deserves to bask in the glow of a good economy, there is work to be done to ensure the economic recovery extends to American agriculture and continues for years to come. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has awarded seven $1,000 mini-grants to communities across the nation through the White Reinhardt Fund for Education program. The grants are allocated through county farm bureaus and are used to create new agricultural literacy projects or expand existing agriculture literacy efforts. Criteria for selecting winners included the effectiveness of demonstrating a strong connection between agriculture and education, how successfully the project enhances learner engagement in today's food, fiber, and fuel systems, and the processes and timelines for accomplishing project goals. Congratulations to Atchison County Farm Bureau of Kansas, Buchanan County Farm Bureau in Iowa, Chickasaw County Farm Bureau, Iowa, Florence County Farm Bureau of South Carolina, Floyd County Farm Bureau, Indiana, Livingston County Farm Bureau, Michigan, and Paulding County Farm Bureau down in Georgia. A second Veterans for Ag Summit has been scheduled for February 22nd at the University of Arkansas Monticello, designed to educate and prepare military veterans for potential careers in the agriculture field. This session follows a successful kickoff event last October at Arkansas State University. Arkansas Farm Bureau will join Arkansas veterans, the Arkansas Department of Veterans Affairs, the Arkansas Agriculture Department, and other agriculture leaders at the John F. Gibson University Center. At the summit, leaders in both agriculture and veterans affairs will participate in panel discussions focused on how to get started in agriculture and why veterans are a great fit for careers in the industry. In addition, a showcase of agriculture and veterans organizations will provide attendees with networking opportunities and a chance to speak to industry partners one-on-one. The Agricultural Broadband Coalition applauded bipartisan leaders in the House and Senate for introducing the Precision Agriculture Connectivity Act of 2018 on Thursday, a milestone piece of legislation that will help revolutionize farming across the United States. The legislation, which was introduced in the Senate by Senators Roger Wicker of Mississippi and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and in the House by Representatives Bob Latta of Ohio and Dave Lobsack of Iowa, will help to facilitate the deployment of broadband internet across rural America, including ranchland and cropland, where broadband connectivity is increasingly essential for production agriculture. According to AFBF President Zippy Duvall, bringing together the Agriculture Department, the Federal Communications Commission, and public and private stakeholders to address the needs of precision agriculture ensures current and future generations of farmers and ranchers will have the necessary connectivity to achieve optimal yields, lower environmental impact, and maximize profit. Broadband deployment in unserved and underserved croplands and ranch lands is essential to farmers and ranchers who produce the food, fuel, and fiber across the United States and around the world. AFBF's Dale Moore, Executive Director of Public Policy, was quoted in a recent New York Times article on issues most important to farmers and ranchers. American agriculture is facing the most challenging of times. Net farm income has roughly halved in the last 4 years, and there is concern about the outcome North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations will have, noted the Times. Moore told the Times that trade has become an increasingly important and substantial part of the ag economy, so anything that causes a ripple in that can have not just little effects, but significant effects. The 2017-18 National FFA Officer Team spent the beginning of January in Japan learning about agriculture in that country, interacting with Future Farmers of Japan members, and teaching Japanese students about FFA and American agriculture. They documented their experiences on the at National FFA Instagram account and visit the FFA New Horizons blog to learn more. The Agriculture Department's January 26 Cattle on Feed report revealed January 1 cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market reached 11.5 million head, up 8% over prior year levels and in line with the average trade estimate of an 8% increase. For three consecutive months, U.S. cattle on feed has been above 11 million head, suggesting that cattle inventory levels are now back to 2012 levels. On a volume basis, the number of cattle on feed on January 1 surged by 884,000 head above year-ago levels, representing the largest volume increase in more than a decade. December's increase in cattle on feed continues the growth experienced in the sector during each month of 2017. In fact, the number of cattle on feed has been above prior year levels in 21 out of the last 24 months. The number of cattle on feed was the highest in Texas, Nebraska, and Kansas, where a combined 7.5 million cattle were on feed. States with the largest increases during December included Texas, Nebraska, Kansas, and Iowa, which added a combined 680,000 head, i.e. placements minus marketings, i.e. sales for slaughter, and other uses. Of the major states reported, only Idaho saw a reduction in the number of cattle on feed compared to a year ago. On a percentage basis, states with the largest increase in cattle on feed were Iowa, California, Washington, and Nebraska. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has recognized 10 educators, teachers, and classroom volunteers for their exceptional efforts to encourage agricultural literacy. For those recognized will each receive $1,500 scholarships to attend the National Agriculture in the Classroom Conference in Portland, Maine, June 26th through the 29th. The foundation, through the White Reinhardt Fund for Education, sponsors the scholarships in cooperation with the American Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee. This year's recipients include Linda Massey of Mount Erie Elementary School in Mount Erie, Illinois. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500, one $1,000, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselors, high school ag instructors, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office by telephone or by email at mcfb@frontiernet.net. All applications must be submitted to the Farm Bureau office by March 23rd. Any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau office at 217-217-217. 854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.